Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Disturbing details. Virginia catfished a 15-year-old girl online, pretending to be a young boy. He then traveled cross-country and took the girl before allegedly killing her entire family and then setting the house on fire.
We don't know if he was like that before he became a cop, if he decided to choose that path after becoming one, but he doesn't represent law enforcement in any way.
Deputies shot and killed the man during a chase. The young girl is in protective custody. The city of Yuma has been informing the public about their holiday hop, fun, run, and walk event. City officials advise racers to come early so they can have time to check in. There is a $25 fee to race. Will Smith says he lost it in his first interview since slapping comedian Chris Rock across the face live at the Oscars. Smith explained the night as horrific and thought back to the time when he'd seen his father slap his mother. The actor says nothing in his past justified what he did. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Cancer's cause and cure. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now at 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Cancer is not a genetic disease. It is a metabolic disease. That is the claim Boston College professor of biology Thomas Seyfried made to the Epoch Times. Seyfried said, once people understand that cancer is a metabolic disease, you will see chemotherapy replaced by treatments that consist of the ketogenic diet, glutamate inhibitors, and stress management. Seyfried's therapy prevents cancer cells from getting food from glutamine and sugar, and thereby achieves the same effect as chemotherapy. Question: if you had to choose between therapies, would you prefer the chemo or the keto?
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
560 KBLU.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, this morning in the studio, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
We actually let you have a microphone back.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. I like when we can chat. So everything going good?
Oh yeah. I mean, we've had Thanksgiving and long weekends, and we've had the tower lighting. We've had a lot of stuff. Just happening, and more to come. We're in the season.
We are definitely. I'm crazy busy on the weekends. It's
isn't that fun?
It is fun. Yeah. It is fun. I don't understand. I've had people tell me there's not a lot to do in Yuma. I'm like, really? What are you thinking?
Not a lot of time to take a nap, you
exactly,
mean.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Well, with that in mind, you know, the city of Yuma has something really cool coming up this week. And so...
No.
So they do...
Tell me it's not true.
Well, I'll let Joanne tell
when
you
has the city
true.
Of Yuma ever done anything cool?
Oh, every time I throw a party, it's cool. Good morning.
So good morning, Joe. We have Joanne Fizer with the city of Yuma, and I'm super excited about the Old Town Christmas this Friday.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me. And it is going to be a lot of fun on Friday. It's going to be first Friday of December. And we're excited to host Old Town Christmas. It's going to begin at 4:00 in historic downtown, which is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to share the love with Madison Avenue, Main Street, 2nd Street. So it's a little different estate that we're going to be covering for this block.
It's not going to be just Main Street?
Correct. It's not going to be just Main Street.
It's going to spill over?
Yes, it is.
Spill over.
We actually teamed up with the Historical Society, and it's really, really going to be a lot of fun because we're going to have food vendors and craft vendors and all kinds of music. And
you must be expecting large crowds. That's a lot of territory.
It is a lot of territory, and we are expecting large crowds because we are rescuing Santa from top of the Art Center.
I didn't even know he was up there.
Yeah. And it takes a lot to do this event, but the firemen, they come in and they rescue the day.
Now, those guys I trust, I'm thinking like, oh, God, who would I trust? I mean, the firemen I trust. They'll do a good job.
Yes, they always do. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. You're going to be able to get some Christmas food and hot chocolate and just things that are going to really kick off the season. So we're excited about this.
And I finally pulled my tree out.
What time are they going to attempt to rescue?
Rescue's at 6:00.
At 6:00?
Yes.
Okay.
And the festivities begin at 4:00. We're going to have the Yuma Catholic Choir. They're going to be Christmas caroling throughout Main Street, 2nd Street, and Madison.
Is that from the Catholic High School or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a group, and you won't miss them. They'll all have Christmas Santa hats on.
Aw.
Yeah, and so I just think that Old Town Christmas and carolers, that just goes hand
in
hand.
Of course.
Right?
Are there any rescue t-shirts to be had? Rescue Santa t-shirts?
That would be fun.
We're all supposed to join the firemen and we get a t-shirt that says, I rescued Santa. I can see it already.
Well, you know, and this festival began with lighting the Christmas tree on Main Street. And it's just been tradition. We do it the first weekend of December. And it's fun because it happens to fall on First Friday this year. And we're going to, you know, just invite everybody to come out.
The tree's already up, though.
The tree is up. It just has not been lit.
Yeah, it's been surrounded by barricades.
I've seen it. I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas downtown.
It is, because all the banners are up on the light post too. I don't know when they got put up, but I noticed them last week.
And then there's wreaths on the light post too.
Yeah, I was like, it's starting.
And we actually
put getting there.
Banner across now, Main Street.
I don't remember this Christmas festivity in years past. Is this new?
This is not new. We normally hosted it on a Saturday.
Okay.
And since coming back and bringing the events back, we decided
we don't have the COVID restrictions and all that kind of stuff.
This way, so First Friday. I mean, I'm used to going for. Do you go to First Fridays, Rose?
Nope.
Well, you're missing out. First Fridays downtown is great.
Okay. Yes,
they have a party every First Friday.
What?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. The stores stay open later. They usually have specials at the restaurants. It's just a really nice vibe downtown.
I know the Children's Museum often has like crafts for the kids, and there's a lot of vendors that come in, like the 224 shops. I know that they often bring in vendors like in front of that area, or no, not that they're not going to do that anymore.
No, they're not doing that anymore, but it is a nice environment, and it's fun to be able to host this event on First Friday downtown because it's going to bring in a ton of people.
I think so.
I would say, because I know the last month's First Friday, there were some, not at the Tutu, but out on Main Street, there were other vendors out, too.
And yeah, we've had...
Moon sometimes does some stuff, and it's...
This event being the traffic control being where the areas for Madison is going to be closed off to 2nd Street.
Okay.
And then down to Main Street and then the full 200 block, which is, you know, right there where the tree is.
Right.
It's going to be all road closure.
Okay.
So it's going to be very safe and we're going to have the vendors on the street. We're going to have a stage at right at the corner where Eduardo's is.
Okay.
We're going to have a stage there and then we're going to have music and dancers and a lot of entertainment. The food's going to be amazing. We have a vendor that's going to be making pozole and menudo.
Wow.
There's going to be the American bun's going to be out there. And I know that everyone loves the cinnamon rolls. And there's going to be Old West Java. So there's going to be, you know, hot cocoa and there's going to be hot coffee for people who like coffee all day long.
I'm going back to the cinnamon buns because we're going to be able to get cinnamon buns not at the fair.
Exactly.
Although I do have it on good authority, I'll say the sheriff, let me know that they do freeze well.
Ooh.
So that was.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. I have it on good authority.
And we also have the Chavez Family Band that's going to be playing on the stage at 7:30. And there's just going to be a lot of different, you know, performances and things for your family. The Freedom Performance Arts Company is going to be performing their, you know, ballet tribute of Christmas, and it's going to be really pretty. We also have Glam Dance Studio that will be performing right there in front of the stage, right at the corner of Eduardo's, where the stage will be. We just have a lot of fun things for the family. The Historical Society, they teamed up with us, and they're opening up the Molina Block. It's the oldest block in Yuma, and it's going to be a lot of fun because Santa's going to be there taking pictures with families, and that's going to be free. So if you don't know where the Molina Block is, please, please find Madison Avenue. It's a big white building. It backs up to City Hall's parking lot. And just take a drive down Madison before Friday so that you can see where Santa will be.
Now, Joanne, are you in charge of all parties?
Downtown block parties, yes. Why do you have that smile? You can't see him from here, but he has a big old grin.
Cheshire Cat grin.
Did you have an experience at one of our parties?
No, I was just looking for more. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, we had COVID that really threw a monkey wrench in your job.
Well, and what's been great, January 2022, which kicks off, you know, the year with our date festival that's coming up in a couple months. Since we've hosted our very first event, January 2022, our events have tripled in attendance. And so what we're doing for our bigger block parties downtown is we're providing a shuttle service. And it makes it nice because there's not a lot of parking.
A shuttle service from where?
From Paradise Casino to downtown.
Oh, okay.
And their parking lot is huge.
Right.
You
is
know,
huge.
And it's just a
And I'm sure they're happy with that.
Oh, yeah. They're totally happy with that. And it just makes it nice for, you know, people to attend our events.
And that's kind of a fun shuttle anyway. You know, it's real close. People don't realize how close it is.
Super close.
And it's across 100%. The old bridge and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But like you say, let's have more downtown block parties or let's have more events. Since we've had them, how do you say it? If you build it, they will come.
They do come.
They have.
It's a beautiful venue that has been underutilized, I think, over the years. And I like the way they rebuilt it, to make it so it's easy to close it off, and it's made to do that, and it doesn't disrupt anything.
No. Nope.
Because the amount of cars that go down Main Street anywhere is basically just, it's not to really park or anything, it's just to see the downtown.
You know, and it's so very much, few and it's really safe when you close the road, and then people can just walk around, freely and
the
enjoy
the traffic
everything.
Going downtown now never goes fast anyway. It's always a slow cruise.
Very true.
I ride my bicycle down there,
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well,
and there's a lot of.
I go just as fast as cars on Main Street. They're not going,
And there are speed bumps.
There are big speed bumps.
So it does keep you safe.
There are big speed bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fast one anyway, but a lot more to come. Well, you need to take a break right now. We ran out of time before the break. You need to go.
Okay. Well, with that, you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Temperatures will cool slightly heading into the start of December tomorrow as far as the last day of November. On this Wednesday, a few clouds initially, then some afternoon sunshine. The high today should hit 71 degrees, which is very close to average, as a light breeze continues out of the east and northeast. Clear into the evening, the low tonight should eventually drop down to 45, then slightly cooler tomorrow to start off the month. A mix of clouds and sun into the afternoon hours with a high of 68 degrees. On Friday, it will be partly cloudy as the high temperature hits the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. Helpkidstoday.org.
Hey, winter visitors. It's time for the annual Welcome Back Winter Visitors Bash. Visit with many of our local businesses all under one roof. Join the fun at the Civic Center on Wednesday, December 7th. The event starts at 9 a.m. for VIP access. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't forget to stop by the Yuma Sun booth for your goodie bag. We can't wait to see you at the Civic Center on Wednesday, December 7th for this year's annual Welcome Back Winter Visitor Bash.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Joanne Pfizer with the City of Yuma. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And so she's getting us in the holiday spirit with this Old Town Christmas Festival that's coming up downtown.
I'm already in the spirit.
Well, that's what I said. I put my tree up this weekend.
I got the whole bah humbug thing going over here.
Yeah,
that's your spirit.
See, what we didn't notice when we walked in is the greenness of his grinchiness.
Yeah, there's a little green coming in there.
Green grinchiness over there.
I love it.
No, I've got grandkids. We got to have that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Are you going to take them to watch them rescue Santa Friday?
I think so. I haven't checked with the kiddos to make sure they're in town. I know they're leaving. I think they'll be in town.
How fun!
Yeah,
I watched it last year. You know, it's you know what? Get a spot early. That's what I can tell you. Like Joanne mentioned, the downtown festivals are getting very popular, which is amazing. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
But I do remember last year I got downtown probably about an hour and a half. I know like the tables at the Pint House were already full.
Oh, yeah. Those will be full.
Well, of course they are, you know, and people were already starting to line up on the sidewalks.
But I don't have a problem. I mean, I'll join any party that has an open seat.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
And there's a lot of
you probably know most of them sitting at
places
those seats
to
anyway.
Sit right on Main Street.
There are.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to sit if you're going to watch the rescue.
Exactly.
Yeah, right in front of the Art Center. Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. Well, it starts at 4 o'clock and it ends at 9. The rescue is at 6 and Pictures with Santa are at 7. The Pictures with Santa are free. We will have boxes set up. I think there's going to be maybe 3 or 4 boxes set up along the line entering into Santa.
Okay.
And there are boxes to be able to donate to Crossroads Mission.
Oh,
for food. For food. This time of year, they're always, you know, asking if there's ways that we could help participate in something like that. And this was a perfect opportunity.
Yep, absolutely.
Just bring a canned good if you can. I know it weighs down your purse, but it'll be nice, you know, because the pictures
I'm
are
assuming
free
they'll,
with Santa.
See, I cheat, not really, but I'll bring like a box of pasta.
There you go.
Instead, because it's light and it still fits the bill. So
yeah, very true. Well, what's fun about this festival is, you know, we have a lot of people that participate, whether it be the food vendors, the craft vendors, the Santa. Everyone who's helped put the lights up and, mm-hmm. you know, setting up the stage. I really give kudos to our guys that help with every event. Our mall crew is amazing. They work with me very closely for every event to make everything go good, whether they're, you know, cleaning up and making, you know, the roads look perfect before the event. And then, of course, all of the tear down and everything that they do. I really appreciate them. And I can't even say thank you enough because mm-hmm. without them, you know, things wouldn't happen. And I just want to say thank you to our sponsors as well. Coca-Cola always helps every event and they're amazing. AEA this year for Christmas and Sign Masters and Outlaw Country. And it's just a lot of people that really support the community mm-hmm. and make things happen like this. It's been fun collaborating with the Historical Society. I hadn't met all of those people until mm-hmm. now, and we've been working together, you know, the last few months, and it's been great, and I can't wait to see what we put together on Friday.
I know. I was talking to somebody on Thanksgiving and said, you need to bring the kids down. And so all of a sudden, I think we'll all be there. I mean, I know my husband and I will be there regardless.
Wonderful.
And now that we live close to downtown, we probably will just walk. But
know that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that. Yeah.
Fun.
So, yeah. But or ride our bikes. Ross has me inspired to ride my bike down First Street.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that way you can have some sweet treats while you're downtown.
Exactly.
You ride your bike there and yeah.
Exactly. You know, that's
burn off some calories.
Burn off some calories. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I just pretend hot chocolate doesn't have calories. And that
there you go.
Especially the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Or the whipped cream.
Or the whipped cream. And can't forget the cinnamon rolls.
Okay. But speaking of sweet treats, are we doing the date festival in January?
Yes, we
again?
Are January 7th. And it's going to be a full day of festivities. We're going to start that festival at 10 in the morning and continue on until 9 at night. And we're going to have a concert series that day. Plus, all the date farmers will mm-hmm. be in attendance. And what's nice is they always give you samples before mm-hmm. you want to purchase any. And it's just a great day. I mean, the weather is always beautiful mm-hmm. in January, the first part of January, like it is today. Oh, man, it's so pretty today.
It is so pretty.
Yeah. Just imagine that this day, January 7th, because the date festival is going to fill up Main Street, the 100, 200, and 300 block of Main Street. And that is going to be a fun, filled day. Our headliner for that event is going to be Fleetwood Mac's. It's a tribute band for Fleetwood Mac. And so, you know, Yuma, you know, I just kind of think that that's going to be a great, great concert
attend. Well, you've hit me on all cylinders because I am a huge Fleetwood Mac fan. And so as long as they're a good cover, as long as they're a good cover, which Fleetwood Mac is, I'm
there.
I'm all about it.
It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's just an event that is – tradition to Yuma. The date festival, I mean, we're known for dates in this area worldwide, and it's just so much fun to get everybody together and just, you know, have a good time. It's a day normally is beautiful.
We ship dates to countries that we thought made them.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, our dates go pretty far.
They do. We see that, and most people don't know. At the Chamber of Commerce, one of the things we do is certificates of origin. And when you're shipping things like dates or seeds or anything like that outside of the U.S., you have to have a certificate of origin proving that your product is coming from the location that it's coming from. Wow. So we actually see a lot of the things that are being shipped out, including dates.
Yes.
And where they go. And I know that, like, we did a certificate of origin yesterday for somebody to that was going to India. So we're pretty familiar with that, our dates, as well as a lot of things. We're very international here. Yeah.
They go to, like, Saudi Arabia and stuff.
Yes, they do, which is like,
are really good for you. It's I don't think it's classified as a superfood, but it is really good for you. It's a good thing to have in your diet, and just, I love dates, and I don't know if you guys enjoy dates.
I don't.
I just
for some reason, I like every food, but I just don't like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts. I love. Anyway.
Those are my two. I'm like, yeah.
I didn't think I cared for dates. And I will admit, medjool dates are not my favorite. Now, unless they're stuffed with blue cheese and wrapped in bacon. And now we got a whole different ballgame going on. But I've discovered out at Martha's Garden, they carry all different kinds of dates. And I've discovered that one of the other dates I eat like candy.
Oh,
I think
that's what
amazing.
They remind me of is candy. And Martha will be out there. Martha's Gardens will be out there. She's already reserved her spot with us. And
will naked dates be out there? Because they're coming up next. So
she's on the fence, but she's really trying to get somebody to represent naked dates.
Well, they've
to
got
be
so
out
much
there.
Going on out there. Right
yes.
Now. We'll find
you're,
out in the next
You're running
hour.
Out of time.
Oh, dear. Oh. Okay. Well,
thanks for
festival
having me.
Again, December 2nd, this Friday.
This Friday starts at 4 downtown Main Street, Madison and 2nd. We will see you there.
Perfect. And with that, we will be back. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile Unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
It's coming, Yuma, so get ready for some Kamen sausage. Yuma Rotary presents the 64th annual Walt Kamen Sausage Fry, Friday, December 2nd from 4:30 to 8 at the Civic Center. Enjoy Kamen sausage complete with sides, a roll, and a drink for only $13. Desserts also available for purchase. Dine in or drive through and take your plates with you. Get your tickets online at yumarotary.org or at the door, or any Yuma Rotarian. Friday, December 2nd, the Walt Kamen Sausage Fry. Proceeds benefit local student scholarships.
You want to be a showstopper like The Miz? You want to be awesome? Then you'll want to have a game plan. With
Whether you're a champion or a bettor, you've got to be responsible. The DraftKings Sportsbook offers all the tools you need. You can set a realistic budget and bet within your means. You can set time, deposit, and wager limits so you can have a personal game plan for having fun while being responsible. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, we do have a couple of announcements. Our big announcement is registration will be closing this Friday for our two events next week. You don't want to miss them. On Thursday, we're going to be having Good Morning Yuma. It's going to be out at AWC at 6:30 in the morning, as always. We are bringing in someone from the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and also he does a lot for the Arizona Chamber Executives Association, which is how I met him. Mike Huckins does their public policy. And so he's going to come in and give us an idea of what he thinks the election, the results of the election have in store for the business community around Arizona. So it's going to be a great program. So join us for that. Also, the deadline this Friday, don't miss Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament. That is next Friday. We're going to have an 8 a.m. shotgun start. We have breakfast provided for everyone, lunch provided for everyone, of course, golf provided for everyone. We're going to have a hole-in-one contest. We're going to have several different course contests. Of course, we'll have cash prizes. And sorry, Jeff Bird at First Bank Yuma, but he's had that trophy now 2 years in a row, so I'm sure that he is going to be looking to defend that trophy. So come on out and see if you can take it away from First Bank Yuma. If you haven't seen the trophy, it is at First Bank Yuma. It is huge. It probably stands about 3 feet tall, and it is a traveling trophy. So there will be a plaque, and you'll be able to keep that trophy for the next year. But of course, cash is always good too this time of year. So I hope you'll join us for that. We're going to have breakfast and lunch catered by Eddie Guzman too. So it's going to be a great fun day, and hopefully we have better weather than we've had the last couple of years. And so with that, everything can be found on our website, yumachamber.org. And with that, let's get back to our show. We have, of course, Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we were just talking the date festival that's coming up in January.
There is one.
And so speaking of that theme, we now have Nolan Hare with Naked Dates in with us this morning. Good morning.
Hello, hello. How are we doing?
We're good. How are you?
I am well.
So, you know what? Naked Dates is out in Welton.
Great name, right, by the way.
It is a great name. And I've been out there several times now, and I'm always amazed. It seems like every time I go out there, you guys have added something new.
Well, this year's probably been the biggest add, because we've added High Tanks Brewing to our mix out there. So it's been a long time coming out there. We've always had a little brew club, and Case has been a home brewer forever. But we got our license back in, I think it was late January, early February, and we kind of just sold a couple of beers. But we did our big launch, our big grand opening of High Tanks Brewing out there back on November 5th. And that has kind of changed the whole landscape of what's happening out there.
I haven't been out there since then, so I'm super excited to get back out there. And so, okay, date beer? Is there date beer?
You know, the date beer is still in the tank. It's not quite ready to share yet. Oh. So that one, a lot of people are asking about the date beer. And it's got to be right. It's got to be perfect. So
yeah, okay.
The date beer, this season's edition of date beer has not been released just yet, but that is coming.
But it's coming. Okay. And what other kinds of beer do they have?
We've got a few of our house beers on tap right now. We've got our Ironwood Amber, we've got our Bomb Ranger Blonde, and we've got our South by Northwest IPA that we're offering right now. We're working on a Cipriano Pass Porter, and we've got domestics out there as well. We've got the Bud Light and Coors Light for the people who have to, I don't know, get their water in their system or whatever.
I know. No, I'd rather have that. I want the microbrewery stuff. I want to try all the microbrewery stuff. I just like
the names. I mean, Bomb Ranger Blonde.
Well, we're right out there on the border of the Barry Goldwater bombing range, so yeah. It just kind of was a fitting name. It's just such a crazy cool place.
Chris has
there.
A blonde. I think Jailbait Blonde.
He's got Jailbait Blonde. Yes. We're, 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 we're we're very familiar with the prison ones. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, they've led the charge down here, Prison Hill, for sure, in the brewery sense. They were the only ones in all of Yuma County. Now we're the second with a microbrewery license. So it's exciting to kind of be helping blaze that trail. But yeah, Chris and the gang at Prison Hill down there have just done a fantastic job. So somebody to look up to for sure.
Well, and there's food out at Naked Dates too.
Yeah, we've kind of overhauled the food situation quite a bit out there. It started out, they were just making date shakes and selling dates. And then they added some little sandwiches and salads and bacon wrapped dates and stuff. But
I know that's where I got introduced to bacon wrapped dates.
Oh, yeah.
And I've discovered that I really like them prepared that way.
Yeah, they are tasty. I mean, you stuff it full of cheese and wrap it in bacon and heat it up, and it's kind of hard to go wrong, but it is a delicious little morsel.
And big, giant date cookies.
Yeah, we're still doing the date cookies. The oatmeal date cookies and our oatmeal date bars are really popular. We bake as many as we possibly can, and we always sell through them. We just bought a big commercial mixer so we can start making more cookies. But so we're
because they're big.
They're huge. I mean, they're as big as your face. They are a big cookie, and you get two of them in a pack. So you better bring a friend if you're going for the cookies. But
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, we've really expanded the food options out there. One big expansion is we added some brunch items on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's just kind of available until it's sold out.
What are your hours? You just open a few days a week? Or?
Yeah, so that's a big change that's happened recently as well. We used to be open 7 days a week, like 10 a.m. to... five or something.
Too much work.
Well, the thing is, we're out there. It's like a destination. You don't just happen by there usually.
Yeah. I was driving by, decided to pop in. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's not much else around it.
So we decided we wanted to make it more kind of activity driven for people to come out there, kind of take away the whole 7 day thing. So we've boiled down to 4 days now, Thursday through Sunday, 11 to sunset is what we've been telling people. And we're really trying to make sure we have activities if people come out there. So like Thursdays are our farm tour days. We do farm tours at the beginning of the day on Thursday, and then we're going to be adding some music stuff later in the season. We're talking about doing like some writers rounds and that kind of stuff on Thursdays. Fridays and Saturdays, we always have music at 3 o'clock. A lot of Saturdays we're doing yoga at 10 o'clock, kind of before the main store opens.
Are you the yoga instructor?
I have done the yoga out there, believe it or not. I might not look like the most flexible fella ever, but I don't know. I can still touch one of my toes at least.
Touch one toe. There we go. That's
what
I'm
not going to do it right now. Don't worry.
I haven't seen my toes.
I'm like, so where's the yoga done? I'm picturing
right out under the palm trees.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
I bet it is.
And then you get done with your yoga, you come over and have a mimosa and order up some brunch. We got the Gila Monster Burrito. That's got...
Gila Monster
Burrito. Yeah, the Gila Monster Breakfast Burrito. That's
doesn't have any real Gila Monster.
That's not quite legal yet, so we're just sticking to...
I was going to say, there's laws broken.
Yeah.
But we do put the famous common sausage in there. We throw some bacon. We make these candied jalapenos. We make a chipotle crema. All the fixings.
My mouth is watering. You know what? I'm like, is it Friday yet? It's like, come on for breakfast.
Yeah, we're doing these breakfast tacos. We're doing avocado toast. We do a daybreaker breakfast, which is just like the sausage and eggs and potatoes.
So wait, when is brunch? Oh, it's only Saturdays and Sundays.
Brunch is
for
Saturdays
brunch?
And Sundays at 11. We serve it as long as we've got it, so it'll go all day Saturday if we don't run out of all the stuff for it.
Okay.
We prep as much as we can for the weekend, and once it's gone, it's gone. So that's how that goes.
Okay.
But then we've added a bunch more taco options. I've added some new nacho options.
Well, you got to have that with the beer, right?
Yeah. Salads. We expanded our salad offerings. We're also now doing a bunch of wraps. Like any of our salads can be made into wraps. And those are like giant, giant wraps, like big old burritos, essentially, is what you're getting if you get one of those wraps.
Got it. Okay.
Added some new appetizer options. We're doing like fresh made to order guacamole. We're doing a beer cheese.
They come
cheese.
Over to the table and make it right there at the table?
Well, it's not really that. It's like you order it and we make it on the line right there. It's not sitting in a vat that we bought from Costco. We make it all. Anything we can out there that's like practical to make, we make out there. So we're not making our own tortillas and bread just because we don't have the facilities for that kind of stuff. But all of our sauces, we're smoking all of our meats in-house. We just try to do it all right, try to do it all from scratch and make it a special experience. People
are you doing any
enjoy.
Cooking?
I do. When it gets really busy, I got to step in and do the cooking. We've got a great crew out there, but I kind of... Case and Misty kind of led the charge on the first iteration of the menu, and then we've added a bunch more to it since. So yeah, I kind of helped come up with some of those recipes, and I'm helping trying to keep everybody going in the kitchen. But when it gets crazy out there, I have to throw in and start making tacos. It gets crazy.
Well, with that, we have to take our break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
It might be hard to imagine, but there's a place where you can find a restaurant on every corner. A place where you can eat like a king for as little as a dollar. It might be hard to imagine, but this is the same place where the school lunches aren't just delicious. They're themed, with palate pleasers like Mozzarella Stick Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, and French Fridays. Heck, even pizza counts as a vegetable here. This is a place where the fast food just keeps getting faster. You can even order delivery right from your video game console. And how's the food, you ask? Well, it is to die for. Don't believe us? Just ask the friends and family of the 300,000 who did last year. Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visit OBECITY.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
Native American children living in poverty have a chance to dream thanks to St. Joseph's Indian School.
I could become a nurse or a teacher.
It all starts here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
560 KBLU.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Nolan Hare with Naked Dates. Good morning, Nolan.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. And so, we've talked about the restaurant. I mean, Naked Dates has become a destination. I mean, it's worth the drive.
Yeah, and it's not this crazy way out there thing.
No,
like,
it's
some
not.
People are scared to ever get over those Gila Mountains. They think that's the edge of the world, and it's just like desolate out there. But there is some great stuff out there. There's some great spots. And to get to Naked Dates, you're just going to take that first exit 21, the Dome Valley exit, mm-hmm. and go about 5 or 6 miles till you run into 25E, hang a right on 25E over the railroad tracks, under the freeway. It'll turn to dirt. Just keep on going. You'll go over the canal, over the dike, and you'll run right into the farm out there.
But
don't put
it
in your GPS.
It is flat dirt.
They grade it regularly. It can get a little washboardy here and there, but like you were saying, you drove your Prius out there.
I haven't since, but the first time I went, I
bet
didn't
they didn't
know.
Have a plug-in station.
Well, fortunately, Prius is hybrid, so I don't need a plug-in station.
Just got to park it under the sun for a while.
There we go. But my Prius, it made it just fine. I mean, it was fine. It was, even though it sits low to the ground, it was fine. I've taken an SUV since. But I
always tell people, be careful about GPS, because some of the GPS, we've tried 20 different ways to fix it, but it really wants to send people out behind the lemon orchard, which is about a mile from where we're at.
So what's going on back there?
You know, I should be selling beer back there, because so many people find the little shack back there. We got our beer truck stuck out there once.
There's if you go like through, is it Lagerta?
Yeah,
and you go through and there's a sign that says Naked Dates. As long as you don't miss that sign.
Yeah, we just put a new sign out there. It has Naked Dates and it has High Tanks Brewing on it. So,
okay.
And a big old arrow point you right
out.
Yeah, I
was going to say,
desert,
it's kind of, as long as you follow the signs, you're good. But it's actually pretty easy to get to.
Yeah, and there's a lot of traffic out there, the local traffic and the bomb range traffic and stuff. So if you are lost, somebody will tell you where to go. But just stay on 25E. Don't take any driveways or anything off of it. Once you're on 25E, stay on the main road and you will definitely run into us.
Yeah, it was, The first time I went, I didn't know where I was going, of course. I did use GPS. It did actually take me to the right place. I will say it actually did.
You punched it in there just right,
I don't know what exactly happened. I got lucky. but it was easy to get to. And now that I know where it is, I'm like, oh, it kind of dead ends into it. It's not that, it's super easy.
Yeah, just follow somebody. Somebody's on their way there usually.
Probably, especially on the weekends. Well, that could get
you in trouble too. But you can always shoot us a call if you're having trouble finding it, and most of our staff's pretty knowledgeable about the area and can get you there. So, yeah, 928-388-8724 if you're having any trouble, or jump on our website and you can kind of...
The website gives you a map.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any concerts coming up?
I do. You know, that's another thing we did this year, is just really expand our entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we are doing Saturdays and Sundays at 3 o'clock and Sunday... or Fridays and Saturdays at 3 o'clock, Sundays at 1 o'clock for music. And we've got a great lineup coming for December. Actually, this weekend, my brother's flying into town.
Oh,
and
really?
We perform in a band called Brewer's Grade Band, but we also do a little duo together around the pubs back in Oregon.
Okay, and so what kind of music? Tell me all about it.
Old and new, country and rock, a little bit of blues, a little bit of pop, kind of this or that. It depends on the crowd and what people are responding to. We kind of pull whatever song out of the hat we think is going to work for the people that we're playing for. So
got it.
We've got a couple shows on the farm. We're actually doing back-to-back Friday and Saturday out there, and then playing some other stuff around the area, some of my favorite spots out here. But so that's the entertainment for this weekend. And then Sunday, every Sunday right now, is Steve Fleming. If you haven't seen Steve Fleming, he is just a great entertainer, great guitar player, great vocalist, takes requests for most of his show and pulls most of them out of nowhere. He's not like Googling it and reading it. He just like knows it. It's incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah, Steve's a great entertainer, so he's kind of become a Sunday staple for us out there.
Got it.
Next week, I've got a friend from Oregon. She's kind of on her way to Nashville and then going down. She spends the winter in Baja usually, but she's coming down and going to perform for the weekend for us Friday and Saturday. So that would be, I think, the 8th and the 9th or the something like that. I'm trying to get my calendar up here.
I know.
So her name.
The 9th and the 10th.
Yeah,
would be
the 9th and the 10th. That's what it is. Her name is Jess Clemens, and she's kind of a singer-songwriter, kind of Americana folk, I guess, is what I would liken her style to. So she'll be out there the 9th and the 10th. Brian Keith is coming back out. He's kind of a local area entertainer, a lot of people are familiar with, on the 16th. December 17th, the Tekkas are back in town, and they are an award-winning, international award-winning duo from Montana. It's a father-daughter duo, Scott and Kayla Tekka, and they do really great original country and kind of Americana, just great, great stuff, and all your favorite covers, too, but they're just really incredible songwriters and really engaging, fun performers. So the Tekkas will be out there on the 17th. Rex and Shelley are making their debut out there. They play quite regularly around here, and they've played all over the world, but they've got a fun little duo. They're going to be out there on the 23rd, and that kind of rounds out December. I mean, we get into January. I've got people coming from all over the country to play. We've got other friends from Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Vegas, Nashville, Texas, people from all over just dropping by and playing some shows for us out there. And then again, Thursdays, we're looking at maybe starting to do some of these cool like writer rounds where you get to hear the story behind a song from the person that wrote it, and just really some cool stuff going on the entertainment front. And then just a ton of other stuff happening on the farm too. We're doing cornhole tournaments on Sundays.
You can come spend the afternoon tossing some bags.
Another thing that's happened that's really, really cool is we've started allowing some camping out there. We have a vintage camper that we rent out on Hip Camp. Her name's Dixie, but that one you can come rent that one out. It's all decked out, ready to go. We're allowing dry camping for tents and RVs now. You can rent those spots on Hip Camp as well. And we're in the process. We're scheming on it, trying to put together some glamping packages. We're looking at getting these bell tents and putting them out in the trees. And
now you're starting to talk my language, glamping.
All inclusive, the whole shebang. So you can sit there, and if Russ has three or four or five too many Coors Lights, he can sit there and just climb out in one of those tents and be safe for the night.
That could happen.
Why are we having Coors Lights when there's a microbrewery right there with their beer?
What I keep asking him. Man knows what he wants.
I want that bombing range spear.
I know. I'm like, well, we're going to meet out there this weekend. I think we should head out there this weekend. I think we can go try out some of the beer.
It's open now, and it'll be open until
February. We're open through the end of April this year. I was going to say August, but that would be a grave mistake.
That would be hot.
Yeah, it gets a little too hot. It's already it starts getting warm toward the end of April.
As long as there's a
10,
I'll take it. I don't care.
Yeah, I get out of here.
Won't you be in Oregon by then?
I will. Sometime around Easter, I dip out and I leave them to finish things up, get it all cleaned up, and I come back when it's starting to cool off again. One other thing I wanted to touch on, if I could, is our date night dinners. We had our first one out there, and it was stunning. It was so, so cool. The beautiful white tablecloth setting out under the trees with the sparkly lights and some nice torches for heat. Chef Bob and Melba have been coming up with some great menus for us. We sold out our first one a couple of weeks ago, but we've got, I think, 6 more date night dinners coming up. There's January 27th and 28th, February 14th, Valentine's Day. That one's getting close to being sold out. We've got March 3rd, March 24th, and April 7th. And, man, it was just, I don't think it could have been better. It was a great night out there.
I am so glad that you guys have picked those up, because Visit Yuma used to do
Are those on a weekend
dinners.
Then?
Those usually land on Fridays or Saturdays.
All right. You have to go. You're running out of time.
Oh, Naked Dates just has so much going on. Thank you so much for coming in. Check out, what's the website, Naked Dates website?
So Healthy Naked Dates is the Naked Dates site. We're pushing a lot of our traffic to hightanks.com. So Naked Dates is kind of the venue out there now. Hightanks is basically the operation, the restaurant and bar operation, the events and that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, visit the website for all the details. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
To appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday. The procrastination is disgraceful. This man needs to focus.
From your lips to his ears, Stephen A. He's typing away solid form. He just pledged to get screened on takeahealthystand.org.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. This is unacceptable. Is he watching a cute video right now?
Oh, it's the one where the cat thinks he's people.
That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
Focus, Raul. Yes, he's finished the form. He's made a telemedicine appointment next Tuesday, 9:30. All he's got to do is hit send.
Look out. His eyes are wandering.
Not back to the stress ball thingy. But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
It's coming, Yuma, so get ready for some Cam and Sausage. Yuma Rotary presents the 64th annual Walt Cam and Sausage Fry, Friday, December 2nd from 4:30 to 8 at the Civic Center. Enjoy Cam and Sausage complete with sides, a roll, and a drink for only $13. Desserts also available for purchase. Dine in or drive through and take your plates with you. Get your tickets online at yumarotary.org or at the door, or any Yuma Rotarian. Friday, December 2nd, the Walt Cam and Sausage Fry. Proceeds benefit local student scholarships.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Dalzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help, but please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in that disabled spot for a second, but please, don't.
We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Pediatricians agree, tattoos are a no-go for kids. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call 800-438-1391. That's 800-438-1391.
A mother from Highland, New York, has come under fire from parents and pediatricians alike after allowing her 10-year-old son to get a tattoo. Seattle Children's Hospital pediatrician Dr. Cora Bruner contends that because tattoos are permanent, they are not an appropriate body modification for children. But she does support children using puberty blockers and undergoing gender affirmation surgery. In an op-ed for the New York Times, Dr. Bruner says tattoos are a permanent mark you're putting on your body. She added that kids under 18 don't have the kind of agency to make that kind of decision. Question: which do you think would be most difficult for a child to undo? Gender affirmation surgery or a tattoo?
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.